Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Pivot Shift Ahead Mastermind. It's your friend James Shaw, and I'm glad you're here. It's Pipeline Power Week, and I hope you've had a good day. You know, we're doing this challenge that's in both Pivot and the Inspire Collective, and it's been, yesterday I thought was really, really good. We kicked it off with, look, we know we've got to do our lead gen. This is not a surprise. We've got to go out and find business and talk to people and build our pipelines and grow our business. And the question is, are you doing the right lead gen activities? You know, when you get in the business, sometimes you think that you got to do certain things. Or then when you're growing your business, a lot of you are in growth mode, and you hear stuff like, you got to be on social, or you got to be using AI, or you got to do this, or got to do that. And if I don't do this and I don't do that, I'm going to get left behind. And truth is, it's all trash. It's all legit garbage. Like, you can sell a ton of houses and never post anything on your social media. You'll be just fine if you never open a ChatGPT. And by the way, you can sell a ton of houses if you post a bunch of stuff on your social media and get really effective. And you can sell a ton of houses by leveraging AI to help you. Like, both work. And I'm against a one-size-fits-all business. I'm against it, which is, by the way, what most people teach. You go to a workshop and you sit in the room and you hear the instructor say, here's how I did it, so you need to do it this way too. That instructor will then brag about how much they work and how hard they work and make you feel like a loser if you're not working as hard as them or your schedule doesn't look like theirs. When the truth is, I just want you to hit your goal. I just want you to figure out what your goal is, figure out what the right strategies are for you to reach it, and then go get after it. And so that's what we talked about yesterday. We said, let's go look. And we went into the Shift book and we said, let's go look. It's like pages 54 to 57 of Shift. And go figure out, where are your closings coming from? And if you're not having around 24 or more closings a year, then go figure out where all your leads are coming from. And rank them, prioritize them. We taught this to everybody yesterday. Go prioritize them. And then we said, figure out which ones you like. Now, that's what we did on the Inspire call yesterday. We gave you a whole worksheet. I trust Inspire members that you like that. We give you a whole formula to go and figure out what are the, now that we know what strategies that work, how do we then pair it with the stuff you really like to do so you know where to double down? And we talked about the must-dos and the like-dos and the should-dos. And we said, let's get rid of a should-do that's pulling you down and making you feel guilty and add some like-dos. And so whether you're a Pivot only or Pivot and Inspire person, I want to hear this morning on this part of the call, and then at the top of the hour, we'll introduce today's topic, which is this whole concept of raving fans and really going all in on that group and strategically how to do it. We'll do that at 8 o'clock in the top of the hour, about 20 minutes. But I want to start with hearing from, you know, Pivot only and Pivot and Inspire folks of, once you figured out what works and then what you like and put those two together, what doors open for you? Thomas, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for letting me share.
And I
think this is such an important topic, because over the last couple of years, you know, and everybody gets their business differently, but I've noticed that we have newer agents come into the office. They'll sit in the bullpen and they see a few of the top agents doing what they do to get business, and they see that they're not willing to do that, and then they are out of the business. But then when I have a conversation with them, like, look, I don't sit there from, you know, there's an agent who is a very high producer. He sits in the office from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. and he dials nothing but for sale by owners and expireds, and it works for him. But that's not what, you know, everybody can do. And I leaned into, you know, open houses and being belly to belly because that's what I enjoy doing. And I get energy from talking to people. He gets drained from talking to people. So that's his side of it. And I just tell people, like, you have to find what works for you. And it doesn't feel like work when you're doing it. So that's what I like to do.
There's no right way. Now, with your business, if you're behind and you're struggling and you're in trouble financially, then you're going to have to do things that you don't necessarily like to do, because you've got to be able to put some stuff in the pipeline. But once you get into a flow, the flow gives you the freedom of choice about what you're going to do. That agent, Thomas, that you're talking about that smiles and dials for sale by owners and expires all day, I like that guy. That's what I did, and I like doing that. And you don't want to do that because you want to be around and network and chat and hug and be everybody's friend, and I don't want to do that. And both work. But you've got to figure out which one's for you, right, Thomas?
Absolutely. And not to say that I don't do those things, but some, like for the newer agents, they see that and they're like, I have to do 6 hours of just calling that. And you don't have to.
No,
You have to find what works for you.
right.
And that's just his bread and butter, and it works. So.
It is. That's why, by the way, we've added to the tracker more of those types of things that are the get out and about in the community and networking things, because people like Thomas want to do that. They want to get out and about in the community, and so we added to the tracker the doing community engagement posts. We added to the tracker hosting seminars. Like, we've added all that. So it's really, really good. And Inspire members, download the new tracker. Just download the new tracker. Now, someone says, what if you did those uncomfortable things? I mean, and it's a fair thing, right? Because that's a fair question too, of, well, what if you did the uncomfortable things? What would happen, right, Ann Callahan? The thing is, you could do the uncomfortable things that stretch you. My question is, can you hit your goals without doing them? And if you can hit your goals without doing and living in a space that you're comfortable with, then great. And I know this is the opposite of what most people teach. Oh, you gotta hit your goals, you gotta stretch yourself. What if you don't? What if you don't have to stretch yourself? Now, if you wanna grow and what you're doing isn't currently working, and you go do, and my point about the growing is, you go figure out what is working, figure out what you like, double down on the strategies that you work and like, and see if your business grows. But if it's not, then maybe you'll do something uncomfortable. I hope that makes sense. But what if you could actually grow your business in a way that is comfortable? It's possible. Pam, you're next. Good morning.
Good morning. And I just have to give Thomas a shout out. He's amazing. He's in my
Great
market
dude.
center, and he's a rock star.
Yep.
So having to do this an analysis of where my business came this year earlier than I normally did was really helpful. And this is my question. So out of 33 pieces of business right now, 24 have come from Sphere. Okay, so that's
Okay.
way more, obviously, than
A
half.
lot,
So if
lot.
I'm doubling down or doing more, like I'm trying to think and rack my brain, how do I love my sphere more than I'm loving my sphere?
Oh my gosh, Pam, are you in the right place? Because that's today's topic.
Yay.
See, my thought was that most of you would find out the majority of your business is coming from your sphere of influence, and then you can narrow it down even further, that when you look at sphere of influence, a majority of the referrals from your sphere of influence are coming from a really small group of people,
It's my
which we
raving
would call
fans.
raving fans.
Yeah.
And so today is about that. And then in Inspire today, Pam, we're doing a whole hour on it, taking some of the stuff from today. We're going to take Brittany Hodak's Supermodel series, which we have a class on in Inspire, a 5-part course in Inspire that anybody can take at any time they want. It's all on demand. And then we're going to go take that with, we built 100 different raving fan VIP touch points.
Okay,
So that then you
perfect.
can go and figure out, you don't need to do all 100, but which five might you like?
Great.
That is at noon Eastern,
Awesome.
Pam. We'll scratch the surface of it here this morning. Dawn, good morning.
Good morning. I'm still super excited about this. Because yesterday I realized after I started going through the process and writing everything down and planning it, is that I used to do Popeyes too, and I stopped doing that for some reason or another. And I have about 5 to 10 really, really good clients that refer me constantly. I'm going to birthday parties for their kids and like weddings and all that stuff. So I was like, I need to get back into doing that. So I sat down and started planning out what my Popeyes are because I was very bad at the planning part of it. And then I would get everything together and rush, and then it would just wouldn't come out. So I started putting the tags together with the little information. I'm going to run out this weekend and get candy for the little pumpkin things that I got for my clients and drop them off for the ones that have kids this year, and then plan each month what I'm going to do. And then my a friend of mine in my office, we started our Christmas, we're having a Christmas event, my first ever client appreciation event. So we're doing that around Christmas with Santa, and we started planning that. And then my neighborhood is doing a bunch of stuff. So I am now the leader of the neighborhood program that one of our other agents started. He handed it over to me. So now I'm like freaking out with what I'm going to do there. So everything's just been a plan, like step by step by step, which I've never had before. So this has just been something that's been extra for me to really realize like this is what I need to do. And I'm doing a 12 days of Christmas thing because my birthday's in around Christmas. So it's like every single day somebody will get a prize on social media doing all this stuff. So I stopped worrying about what other people are doing on social media because it's not me. So I'm just like, you know what? I got to do my own thing
Do
and
your thing.
we'll follow and do. Yeah. So I'm excited about this.
Good, I'm
Super.
excited too. It's interesting that we find strategies that work and then for whatever reason they fall off. And maybe in your case, my just guess would be because your business grew, so you got busy and so something had to fall away. But then you go find out that, wait a second, a majority of my business is coming from people I know, my sphere of influence. Sphere of influence would be people you know who are in your database. And so you need to do Popeyes, not Popeyes. It's not the chicken restaurant, y'all, in the chat. Popeyes, like you pop by their house. Someone's putting in the chat, what is Popeyes? It's a fast food restaurant that serves chicken that has the best chicken sandwich ever. But the no, not Popeyes. Popeyes. You pop by their house and drop off a little something that's cute or fun, y'all. Popeyes. And your sphere, not spear. We aren't stabbing these people. Spear of influence. So many of you say that. It's not a spear of influence. That's like violent. It's a sphere of influence. These are the people around you that you know. I'm going to put the link for Inspire in the chat because some of you are not Inspire members and you want to join now that you're doing all this stuff. So I'm going to put the link in the chat. Valerie, we're getting our takeaways from yesterday in the Pipeline Power Week. And we'll do more here at the top of the hour. So if you're just joining us,
Oh
hang
my
out. Just stay
God.
on mute if you aren't actively sharing. But top of the hour, we're going to talk about raving fans and sphere of influence and how to really connect with them. But we're recapping yesterday, which is where we said, go back and figure out where's your business coming from? And then in Inspire, we spent an hour on walking through what it means to connect with them and figure out which ones you like the most so you can best connect. It was really good. But we're talking about our ahas from that, Valerie. You're up. Good morning.
Thank you. Thank you so much. You're so funny. How could we not wake up to you every morning? This is not mind-boggling, but really breaking it down to something so simple as what were my five top lead sources and which ones do I really like to do? And then rating that because you gave us a scale to rate it on likability. And when I put that into totals, I realized that one thing that I thought I really liked, like open houses, ended up being at the bottom of my list. And just now, because you guys talked about sphere of influence, my first top rating was personal referrals. And duh, I realized that was my sphere of influence. So wow. And then what you allowed us to do or asked us to think about was what do we need to do to achieve that, goal of my sphere? What do I do? Well, I do events, I do table builders, follow up with my clients. And then you talk to us about what should I do? And I'm kind of one of those people that always beats myself. I could have a whip and be beating my back. I didn't do it. I didn't do it. And you gave us permission to put that aside and not feel bad about it. So it was really helpful.
I'd
That was
love for you to
my
dump the should do's, these things that you've been saying to yourself that you should do, usually because you found out it worked for somebody else or you went to someone's class and they, sell a boatload of houses and they said this is what you should do and you've been carrying this guilt with you. If it's not a should do, you should get rid of it. Valerie, the thing on the open houses is a really great thing. If you love doing them, but the lead, you're not getting a ton of leads from it, you have two choices. Either A, you can dump it, which my guess is you don't want to do. Or B, you can go and figure out how do I get a better return from this? What piece, what step is missing? Do I have something missing in my follow-up or whatever? Like you can investigate that. But now you've gone from this fantasy land, which is open houses are great, to reality, which is I love open houses, but I'd love to get more leads from those and really turn more. And then my sphere is working so well, I can double down on those things. Like it gives you clarity, which is what we need. I like it. Hey, Ellie McIntyre, good morning.
Good morning. It's raining in Baltimore, but sphere has, when everybody says spare, that drives me nuts.
Drives
So
me
thank you.
crazy. And it's
Oh
your
my
language we're
God.
messing up, Ellie. I'm so sorry.
It's okay. One thing my aha is that you validate the things that I like to do the best, the most enjoyable things to me. I just love to text people, and I enjoy social media. So but my ADD brain is that I'm constantly on there, and but it's a way for me to see what's going on in people's lives because I have so many of my clients there, and then having my VIP Facebook group where I communicate with them, and whether it's just like today is National Dessert Day, hey, what's your favorite dessert? I know, what's yours, James?
I mean, I have to think about that. The answer I gave last time I got ridiculed over, so I'm going to think about it
What?
and get back to you.
Okay, mine's an eaten mess, so you can go and look that up. But anyway, I put memes in there, and we did National Coffee, what do you call it? Pumpkin Coffee Day. I'm sorry, I don't like pumpkin, but communicating to people in there, but being able to see their lives and then texting them. And I truly go with the 80-20 rule. 80% is about them. 80% is them, what's going on in your life? Oh, your kid just won a soccer tournament this weekend. That's fantastic. And then 20% is the real estate. And that's where I personally love the RPR. So maybe quarterly, maybe 3 times a year, I'll literally just take a, and I've said this before, I take a photo of what their house value is right now, making sure that it's more than what the last time it was. And I'm like, wow, aren't you glad you bought this house? Look at all that equity you have. And it just reinforces the fact that I'm watching their asset like they are, but I'm also in their lives. And I think the deeper that you get into a relationship with people, the more likely you are to be the one that they are constantly talking about
Yep.
on a regular basis. And that's the key to everything. But if you, but
Yes.
yesterday you validated again the fact that I can get points from doing the things that I enjoy doing. So thank you
Which is the
again.
point. Ellie, don't we want to enjoy what we get up and do every day and not dread it?
Yeah,
Yeah.
100%. What's
Yeah.
the point? My
Right. Let me...
next favorite thing is booking the next cruise, but
Exactly. Exactly. A couple of things. We're going to do raving fans today. So, Ellie, that's great advice. Number two, doing an equity analysis or an RPR is such a great idea. We've done two workshops on that and Inspire just did an update to it last week. And highly recommend that as a tool to stay in flow with your people. So good stuff. Orly, we're taking our ahas from yesterday on Pipeline Power Week about figuring out where your business is coming from, pairing that with what you like to do, focus on the must-dos and like-to-dos and get rid of the should-dos. What's your thought or takeaway?
So a little bit of a different perspective. So I have always sourced my business. The minute a piece of business comes in on my intake sheet, that's the first thing that I write down is where did they come from? Because that helps me with my business plan for the following year. And I've always said real estate is like a Chinese menu. You can take one from column A, two from column B, and make it your own. But it's a numbers game. So depending on how big you want to grow your business, if you want to stay at 24 and it's working for you, that's great. But if you want to grow your business, I just want to invite you to master the skills of the things you may not like to do right now, because frankly, you're not good at them. So, just to take scratch expireds off the list because you're not good at it. You may find that if you go into the Inspire group and learn how to do the expired and start seeing success with it, you may actually want to add it to your repertoire because you're getting better at it and you can expand your market because this is a numbers game and you only have a certain percentage of the people in your sphere that are going to conduct business this year. You only have a certain percentage of people from your mailings that are going to do business. So I'm just saying, just expand your horizons just a little bit with skills that you may not have mastered yet, and then decide, do I love it or do I suck at it and I'm never going to do it?
If you want to grow the business, you've got to either double down on strategy and get the source from there or add one. The answer is not add one first before you've gone and investigated where the business is coming from and figured out where to double down. But then you want to add. Or another one would be early, like if you're severely behind and you've got an urgent need, then you're going to have to do the stuff you don't want to do, which then over time you may actually discover you do like to do and get a bunch of leads from it. So be open to those things
Exactly. Some
and
of the
see.
things we love to do are long-term business,
Right.
and you're going to get frustrated that you're starving.
That's correct. I agree with all of that. Shirley Robinson, good morning.
Good morning. Pardon me for not being on video.
It's all right.
I needed clarity in Orly when you said sourcing it. So in looking at from last year when you had us do this, my business is primarily SOI and referrals. So this year when I looked at the closings from past clients, did I need to source it to say that came from a for sale by owner, expired agent referral? Did I need to break it down further, or once they're in my sphere, that's it?
You are asking how they originally got into the database. Is that what you're saying? I'd want to know that. Like, I want to know how they got in. Now, the fact that you're earning repeat and referral means that you've become a raving fan for them. They trust you. They like you. But and I think you'll, this is my opinion, you'll see your business evolve over time. And the longer you're in it, the more it becomes repeat and referral, right? That's just naturally what's going to happen. But surely I'd go back and say, gosh, if in the past I got a bunch of business from expired and for sale by owner, then maybe I need to revisit that as a strategy again. Does that make sense, Shirley?
I got it, but
now I would source them as past client referrals, how I would source that piece of business. But I still want to know, like, I'd still be curious about how they got in my database in the first place.
Got it. Thank you.
You got it. Kathleen Garden, good morning.
Good morning from beautiful Michigan. I love this because it's kind of making me think a little bit out of the box. If you've mastered one, two, or maybe you're still working on three, what I'm noticing is listening in my Metro Detroit area, what are realtors not willing to do that I can do and then tackle that? For example, I don't love FSBOs and expires, but right now in our area, from what's going on in our market, that is where a lot of agents are getting leads. So I don't like it, but that doesn't mean I shouldn't try it and embrace it.
Well, you have the freedom of choice to do that.
Right.
But I don't want someone to feel guilted into having to do it. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. Yeah. It's in a way maybe challenging to go to your fourth resource, but also maximize your joy. Our clients, our customers, our potential clients, and even referral from other agents can read your joy. So maximize your joy. If you don't enjoy what you're doing, it's like, well, then don't do it.
What's the point? Yep. Thank you, Kathleen. Hey, everybody. Good morning. It is 7:59 Eastern. It's good to see you. It's your friend James Shaw, and thank you for joining us for Pipeline Power Week Day 2. I'm excited because we have a great call today all about your raving fans, your sphere of influence, and how to get maximum opportunity from that group. If you are watching on a Pivot Shift Ahead Facebook page, and you're like, I couldn't get in the Zoom today, we were at 1,000 again by about 7:45. That has been the last 2 days. We've been about 7:45, 1,000 people. So if you want to be, that's where my Zoom maxes out, by the way. So I'd love it if you joined us on Zoom, but you're going to have to come in probably before 7:45 if you want to be on Zoom. Otherwise, no worries. We live stream it at 8 Eastern. Recording is available on YouTube, every podcast platform, and so you can always get the info. Today is all about raving fans' sphere of influence. Yesterday, it was about where's your business coming from and then pairing that with what do you like to do so that you can make decisions about what strategies to implement in your business. Then we went into the Inspire Collective, went way deeper on how to figure that out and talked about the must-dos and the like-dos and the should-dos and how to make sure you're getting the must-dos and like-dos in, and then maybe there's some should-dos that you should just remove from your schedule because it gives you anxiety. You're never going to do it anyway, so just dump it. And today we're all about raving fans. We'll touch on it today here in Pivot and Inspire today much deeper using Brittany Hodak's supermodel to know how to communicate with them. We're going to give you 100 different ways you can reach out and connect and touch your VIPs and raving fans. That's all on Inspire at noon Eastern. So if you're not an Inspire member, I invite you to join us, jamesdshaw.com, jamesdshaw.com. And of course, it's all recorded. Also today, really cool. Julie, do you want to tell them about Multiplier Businesses today? And so maybe if you're doing that, you can watch the recording of the stuff we're doing. Or if you're going to do our stuff live, you can watch the recording of Multiplier Business. But Julie, tell them about Multiplier Business with KW Cares, because that's really, really good.
Thank you so much. Yes. Every year, KW Cares puts on an annual fundraiser called Multiply Your Business. We started it about 5 years ago, and it started out for agents who really couldn't get to the KW big events and get in front of really amazing top agent speakers. So it is today from 12 to 3 Eastern time. And tickets are $30, and it inc- includes a recording. So for me, I know I have somebody covering the chat on that for me because I will not miss the Pipeline Challenge live. And then I will go over to Multiply and finish out the chat of the day for the day. But you can get your ticket. Also, there's a $99 option that comes with a playbook, one pager for every single topic. There's 10 speakers. Of course, James is one of our featured speakers. We've got Sarah Reynolds. We've got top. Oh, look it. Donna's already got hers printed and ready. It is a really, really great event. And if anybody's like me and they're like, oh my God, I can't listen to somebody speak for an hour. Don't worry. They're like 10, 15 minutes.
Yeah, these are
like,
short.
Mm-hmm. Short. These are the main topics. Here's your one pager. This is what you do to implement it. Move on. So I'll put the link in the chat if that's okay. And we'd love for you to support it. It is 100% donation as well. Thank you, James.
KWCares.org is where you can enroll. And I'm excited to be part of it. Second year in a row they've asked me. And I am the least exciting speaker on the list. Like, the speakers are unbelievable. So I hope you all will take it. Thank you, Julie. Appreciate it so much. Let's get a couple of Tell Me Something Goods too. Telly, you're up first. Good morning.
Hey, James. Good morning from Connecticut. So my big something good is last year I was doing quite a bit of fundraisers at the end of the year. And it's how I got in front of a lot of people, and a lot of people were valuing what I was doing. I did and donated over 40 pounds of candy to Treats for Troops, using just my neighborhood and also a couple other small things. This year, I'm actually partnering with my son's track and a couple different neighborhoods. I actually also just got co-sponsoring with my local Ronald McDonald House in New Haven. So definitely going to have a chance to really, really help out and do something amazing for some kids and just make a difference.
I love that. That's really cool. One more. It's going to be Nicole this morning. Good morning, Nicole.
Good morning, everybody. I wanted to actually just, I guess, tag on to what Orly said about, even though it's not something you love, getting the training is really important. We have all been honored to understand Emily Peckham's system on for sale by owners. And I have done her classes and I have not implemented it incredibly well by calling for sale by owners because it's just not in my joy sphere. But the past two listings I have walked into, they were considering selling by owner. And I had the ability to script them into listing with me instead of doing it for sale by owner because of that training. So yes, definitely don't do what you don't love, but at least learn the plays.
No doubt. I just put the link for Emily's course in the chat. It's on demand. So you can take it at your own pace. FisboFortune.com is where you go for that. Thank you so much, Nicole. Appreciate you. All right, so I want to look at some stuff as we talk about the pipeline market or the Pipeline Power Week, and I want you to think about where business is coming from. And a majority of it, for many of you, is probably people you know, sphere, repeat, referral. And so how do we maximize that opportunity? How do we create more raving fans? Now, the data is pretty clear on this, and I just want to show you just a second. Here we go. All right. So I want to show you the data that we got at Family Reunion this year. This is the from the NAR survey of home buyers and sellers. And they go and ask, how satisfied were you with your agent? And look at this. They're satisfied. The orange is very satisfied. And the pink is somewhat satisfied. I mean, you're looking at 70, almost, you know, around 90% of sellers are satisfied with their agent, and around 90% of buyers are satisfied. They like you. There ain't any question. So when they like you, the question is, well, would they use you again or send you more? So go look at, this is how sellers found their agent. And go all the way over here to 2024. 38% were referred and 28% had used the agent before. Now, if you go back, they all are happy. Your sellers are happy. They're telling you, look at seller satisfaction, 68 plus 22, that's 90%. They're happy. But then if you go back and say, how did a seller find their agent? Only 28% use the agent that they used to buy it. Think all these sellers bought it from someone. And only 28% used you again. 38% got a referral from a friend, neighbor, or relative. It's just not a high enough number. Go look at buyers or look at sellers, repeat and referral. Would I use the agent again? Look at this. Would I use the agent again? 72% say definitely. 15% say probably. That's 87% say they would use it again. But man, when you go look at it, only 28% are. We have so much opportunity here. Like so much to connect with the people who say they like us. Now there's two groups in this. You have your sphere of influence. These are people that you know. And there's really three groups. You have your sphere of influence, people you know. You have your past clients, people you've done business with who are saying that they liked working with you and would do business with you again. And then you have your raving fans. These are the people in your world who already trust you. They believe in you. They're most likely to send you business. And so we did I did a definition of it. I posted it inside of Pivot today. And you can go look it up in Pivot. I emailed it to you too. What is the definition of a raving fan? And here's what we came up with. A raving fan is a referral source, is a person in your sphere, past clients, referral partners, and advocates who either one, believe so strongly in your service that they willingly and proactively speak about you without needing persuasion. Two, hold social influence or trust so that their recommendation carries weight. And three, refers repeatedly over time, becoming an asset to your pipeline. How do we create those? And then how do we make sure that we earn more opportunity from them? Most of your business, chances are, is repeat and referral. There's a lot of studies around it that it could be up to 75, 80% repeat and referral business. So why are we treating everyone in our database the same? Like if you look at it, if you have repeat and referral as a source from yesterday, if you did that exercise yesterday and repeat and referral is there, my guess would be if you went and looked, 80% of that repeat and referral business comes from 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 people, 6, 7 people. So I want you to think about it for a minute. Just write down the 3, 4, or 5 names of people that have either sent you a referral this year, maybe multiple, or you know you could count on that if you called today and asked who they could help connect you with, they'd connect you with someone. Just take a second and write down a name. Write down a name, a couple names, 3 or 4 names. Now look at your list and ask, when was the last time I talked to them outside of a transaction? Are they due a call today? Is that someone you need to reach out to today? And if so, what do you do? Now today, inside the Inspire Collective call at noon Eastern, that's really what we're going to strategize around. And we're gonna hear all of your ideas. I'll open it up to the floor in just a second. We're gonna do all your ideas today. But I just want us to think about that our VIPs, that small group, can give us so much business that we wanna create a steady flow with them. We don't want to spend more time. We just want to get more value out of our calls. And so we're going to talk about how to do it. We'll use Brittany Hodak's supermodel framing to help us figure that out, kind of knowing their story more than just their birthday, but like really knowing about them and what they're about and what they like and what's of value to them, how to personalize our touches, how to exceed their expectations, how we can systematize and make it repeatable. We'll do all of that. And then, of course, we're going to give you 100 ways to connect with your VIPs in your sphere. We'll do that today, 100 ways to engage your VIPs in sphere. We'll do that today at noon Eastern. But I'd love to hear what you're doing now, because if you go and look at the list, my guess is a lot of it's repeat and referral. The question is, how do we systematize our touches? How do we get into a flow with them? How do we make it so that those people are the things we described a second ago? That they believe so strongly in your service that they willingly and proactively speak about you without needing to be persuaded. That they hold social influence in their circle so much that the people they talk to trust them and that their recommendation of using you carries weight. And that they refer repeatedly over time. How do we create those? Let's talk about what you're doing. And then, of course, we're going to go much deeper today at noon Eastern in the Inspire Collective. And I'll put the link on how to join Inspire. If you aren't a member, I'll put the link in the chat. Elaine, you're up first. Good morning.
Good morning, everybody. So at the beginning of the year, I took an idea that Ellie McIntyre had done on using your referrals, whether they come from agents, clients, neighbors, sphere, am putting into a contest. So at the end of the year, on New Year's Eve, I'm giving away a $1,500 cruise gift card. And by focusing on that, I've actually identified lots of different ways that you can get referrals. But for the last last 3 months, I actually put into place that I'm launching today an actual give me a testimonial, give me a referral, and I'm going to give to Make-A-Wish. And it's going to be the Make-A-Wish, and it's sort of intertwined with the Shetler Liebeck Group, Make-A-Wish for someone and make homes and keys and wishes. And I'm using ideas from ChatGPT. So you have to really focus and hone in on those people and really embrace them. And I think the reason why we don't embrace the people, they say 72% were happy with us. Our egos are always so worried about those tiny little people off to the side. They're not tiny, but the small group of people that aren't happy with us, that we let us not ask our clients for testimonials, for referrals, because we're perfectionists. We're all perfectionists.
So well, they're telling you that they like you. They're telling you they're happy with the service. That's what the data shows. They're telling you they want to use you again. So the only reason why they aren't using you again and aren't sending you businesses again is because they've forgotten about you. You are not in a flow with them. And we cannot put the responsibility on them to remember us when they need us. The responsibility is on us to be in front of them so they can't forget us. And we talk a lot about how 95% of your database does not need you this year. So you've got to be there so when they move from the 95% of not needing you to the 5% that do, they call you. Or when they run into someone who needs you, they reach out to you. It's our job to create that. Elaine, thank you so much. Pam, you're next. Good morning.
Good morning. Earlier, I talked about most of my business coming from Sphere. And as I'm sitting here writing down my people, what I'm realizing is you obviously have to do other things to make the people, not make them, but my Sphere doesn't just choose me because James said you should use Pam. They are going to back that up by looking at my Google reviews. So I have to be very active in getting those reviews and testimonials. They're going to look at that and they're going to say, well, let me get on social and see what she's doing. Oh, she sold in my parents' neighborhood. She sold here, she sold there. So my Sphere is giving me business, but they're giving me business because they do know me or somebody they know trusts and likes me, and they are seeing the success or whatever they need to solidify choosing me by looking at Google reviews, social. So I have to do those things as part of, you know what I mean? I'm not just loving on them. I have to back up why they should be loving on. I should be loving on them. Does that make sense?
It does. Yeah. You've got to prove it to them and show them the value and connect with them. Thank you. Masha, you're next. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks. One of the things that I did very early on in my real estate career was I started tracking who are the people that are giving me business and categorizing them, ABC, 1, 2, 3. And I have, most of my business comes through staying in touch throughout the year in between my events and providing the value. And so if I've got a client that has given me business, they're a VIP. If it's beyond their initial transaction, if they're willingly doing it without me asking, they're in a much smaller group. And as I'm getting into more deeper relationships with them and they're moving into this active referral group, I'm doing more things with them in between the relationships. I'm touching them, you know, 100 times a year in between with quarterly value analysis, et cetera. And so it really is for me about doing the things in between. And I think it's important to go into your database and track referrals there as well. Create a box in command where you can, every time someone gives you a referral, you tick it off again, so that if you're looking at who you need to be spending more time with, you can go in your database and look at that box and see, oh, Stanley's given me 10 referrals in the last 3 years. I've never had to ask for one. Stanley should be in my smallest group where I'm touching them several times a year.
Yes.
Way more than the other people.
100%. We do treat people differently. That's the bottom line. You know, we treat people in our database differently based on the type of business they give us. No different than when I fly Delta, they treat me differently than someone who flies Delta once a year, because I fly them a lot. And we should reward the top people. We provide great service to every person, but but we do those little extra things for the people that do the little extra for us. Jolie, you're next. Good morning.
Hi. So the whole idea with your sphere and your database and wanting to touch on them and love on them, and that's great. And if you don't have that database and that sphere, well, you all do, but I don't know if it was you or who told the Beyonce party. Was that you, the Beyonce 4th of July party?
That's a thing from Bold.
Is that from Bold? Okay, yeah. That's from Bold. Okay, yeah, that's probably why I associate with you. But yeah, you know more people than you do. And I think a lot of new agents hesitate to communicate with their sphere because they don't want to come across as salesy. But yeah, if you are thinking of what can you be of service and of value, you start to build up that sphere. And most agents that I have found, because I track with myself and all the other agents that I work with, most of the business comes from database and sphere, and everybody's always so surprised at that. But people do business with people they like, and you just have to get into relationship with them. And Bree said a couple months ago, it really stuck with me, that aren't we so lucky that we are in the business that we get paid to make friends? And if you're just out there making friends with people, communicating, finding out what they need at any given point, they're going to remember you, because don't we want to support our friends and what they're doing and what their businesses are? Yep. So it's not hard. You just have to be there, be in front of them, and then ask for the business. Yeah. And that's the other thing I think a lot of agents don't do. They simply don't ask. And I started doing that. You said that last year or something about when you were a team leader, and it changed when you just started asking if they were ready to join.
Yes.
And standing there in the house, you're doing the open house. So do you want to buy this house? You're doing a showing. So is this the house? Okay, next steps are you're on the appointment. You just have to ask for the business. So
you do. It's really good. The Beyonce one, by the way, is this: if you threw a 4th of July party and you had hired Beyonce to be, do the concert in your backyard at your 4th of July party, and you said, hey, all my friends are invited, how many people would be your friend? That's what we're talking about there, which is good. By the way, we got time for one more. Josie, it'll be you, but you're up against the clock, so you gotta watch the time. And we're doing recaps of these calls every day on my Instagram. So make sure you're following James D. Shaw on the Instagram, because we're posting a recap of this call every day, a 90-second or less recap every day. And then, of course, you can listen to the full call everywhere where you find your podcast, or on my YouTube channel, or inside the Pivot Group. And then, of course, Inspire members, we have another hour at noon Eastern. But Josie, you get the last word. I know it's something you're real passionate about.
It is. I could talk about this for an entire week. So some just basic things, right? You do want to tag them in your database, like so some of what Masha was saying. We have a VIP tag, and then we do have, like, we use an RF, right, for raving fans tag, so that if they gave us one referral this year, right, then we can kind of track that, for example. But if you're not creating a way to filter them out of your database, then it'll be that much harder to actually do the extra things for them, right? We do at least two different VIP specific events per year. So that's one way to level it up. And then within some of the events that we do, we'll do different things. Like, they get first RSVP access, for example. But the biggest thing is letting them know that they're a VIP. So, I love talking about this. This actually came from Brittany Hodak and from Delta, right? Is that when you reach, like, that diamond miler status, right? James has said, because he flies all the time, you got the Tumi bag, I think, right? You get a gift, right? And then Brittany, before she released the Superfans book, had sent James this box that he showed us at Inspire. And I was like, that's the most amazing thing. And it had, like, a video, I think. And I think it had a copy of the book, blah, blah, blah. And so I took that the following year for our VIPs and created a VIP box, just use AM cards, but designed a specific card and send that to them as, you've reached VIP status with our team. And that was what made the difference, because we do a lot of events. And so they just know we love on our clients. But sending something like that is like, oh, like, I've reached something because of the fact of the referrals, like, it's all explained in the card. So I would suggest doing something like that to really level it up and make sure that they understand why you're treating them a little bit specialer, a little bit extra than you're treating everybody else.
And that's something we'll mastermind around today at noon Eastern for our Inspire members that are on the call. We'll talk about those types of things. And I'll see if I can find that box from Brittany. I think it's actually in this cabinet right there. So I will find it and bring it out. You're exactly right. Let's love on our people. Let's love on everybody. But the ones that love you so much right back, you got to love on them a little bit more. All right, so here's your challenge for today, Pivot folks. You wrote down 3, 4, 5 names. of people that you know like you that send you referrals. And I said, when was the last time you talked to them? Those would be great people to reach out to today. I'm just so appreciative to you. I thought about you today. You came to mind. I want to see how you're doing. Invite them to whatever you've got coming up next, and then let them know how you can help them or how they can help you. Follow that. Inspire members, we'll go deeper at noon Eastern. Tomorrow, we're back and better than ever as well, so you don't want to miss it. And here's what's happened. The Zoom room is filling up at 7:45 a.m. Eastern time. 2 days in a row now. So get here early so you're ready to go. We can have a great Pipeline Power Week. You got your inspiration. Go put in the perspiration. Bye.